7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Nachman, and Laurie Fisher will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. I just finished clearing my throat. Anyway, welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a lovely weekend. It was beautiful out there today. And if you can give us an hour of your time tonight, we would very much appreciate it because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. Our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in at 415-841-4134. We'll be taking your questions and giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week. And it's always great to hear from our listeners, so feel free to email us anytime you like with a comment or a question or whatever. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's, again, that's kalw.org. You can get a nice clear picture of our show if you live outside of the 5-mile radius that KLW covers.
They have pictures of us now? That'd be nice. Yeah, no pictures yet.
I don't know. No, I guess there is no picture. No, not even my picture. Did I ever tell you that on YouTube somebody posted our 20th anniversary opening of the show?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think it has 3 views. No, all mine.
About you.
Yeah, all mine.
Well,
and
that's about to explode. Everybody get out
there. I know.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, so it is on YouTube.
Make a note. Excellent.
We're going viral, you mean?
Yeah, we're going viral. Yeah.
I have a little virus. Is that what that means?
And if you would like to get a podcast of this show, it should be available relatively soon after we air tonight. And you can get that by going to kalw.org, our brilliant website. And again, to get the podcast of the show, along with some of our older classic shows.
The vintage shows.
Yeah,
they do well over time.
Since we really don't ask too many topical questions, so again, unlike Bob Hope's monologues,
that's right,
they will be good forever. And so that is us. Again, the number is 415-841-4134. We're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman was unable to make the opening game of the 2014 baseball season yesterday between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks in Sydney, Australia. I'm sorry.
You couldn't get tickets?
No, I tried very hard.
Yeah.
Well, the National Portrait Gallery opened its exhibit on American Cool, the 100 Coolest Americans, last month, and Laurie Fisher was disappointed but not surprised that no one from Minds Over Matter's stable of performers made the grade. We all prefer our uncoolness. Well, speak for yourself, Laurie.
Good point. I prefer.
That's what we get for hiding our light under a bushel.
Yes.
I'm too cool for school.
And to our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, March Madness is the rush to get the pick of the best Easter candy.
All right. That is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What was the first song to sell, the first American song to sell a million copies of sheet music?
Sheet music.
Was it Alexander's
no,
Ragtime Band? Is it of that era, though? Is it that old?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's actually earlier.
Earlier?
I think.
Because that's about 19.
I was going to say Sonny Boy, which was a huge seller.
So this is sheet music.
When was Alexander's right there? That's in the
20s. 1917?
Yeah, I was going to say 17 or 18.
Well, it's kind of around that time, I think.
Okay. Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Nope.
But we have the right kind of era and the right kind of feeling.
I think so, yeah. It might have been earlier, but I'm not quite sure.
All right. So it's still a popular standard today.
Well.
Would we all know it?
You would all know it, and everyone knows it.
T for two.
I don't know if it's quite a standard.
But that's later.
T for two is later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you repeat the question, Jerry?
What was the first American popular song to sell a million copies of sheet music?
Is the composer well known?
He's known. I wouldn't say he's well known. Oh, I'm not sure if he. No, he's not well known. Okay. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right, one more question. Is it a love song?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a ballad.
Like Shine On Harvest Moon?
No.
The right era, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, in Union City.
Hello.
And a couple questions.
All right.
The first one is, what future Oscar-winning actor fought Jack Johnson for the Heavyweight Championship in 1919?
Who? What future Oscar-winning actor fought Jack Johnson for the Heavyweight Championship in 1919?
A professional fight? Did he fight him for the Heavyweight crown?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good question. Wow.
And he won an Oscar.
Oh, Victor McLaughlin.
Yeah, give yourself a bell.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I knew he was a heavyweight fighter.
Wow.
He looks like a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. My second question. You know this thing about Bitch Lee passed away last week?
Yeah.
He composed a jingle that was for his brand of cigarettes. You know what it was?
For what cigarettes?
What brand of cigarettes? That's what he wants to know.
For a brand of cigarettes.
Yeah, I read that. I cannot remember, though.
See the guy who wrote Man of La Mancha? That guy?
Okay. Yeah. The music, yeah.
Is it Winston? Like Winston tastes good like a cigarette should?
No. It was covered by a group called the Brass Ring.
Oh, I remember the Brass Rings, kind of.
You do?
I kind of do. They had a hit song of something. How about
something had a female chorus like La 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 La.
The La 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 La. Was it the Chesterfield jingle?
No.
No, sorry.
What was that jingle? I don't remember.
Gosh. No, it wasn't the Marlboro.
Here's a clue. It's two names. First name starts with a B.
Lucky. Oh, with a B.
Oh, the cigarette is two names. Or has two words in it, the name. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's B and...
Oh.
Benson and Hedges.
Benson and Hedges, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
What the problem was?
But I don't know. Is that the silly millimeter longer? Yeah, I remember that.
So it was sing it.
It was called la 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 la.
Oh, it's catchy.
I don't remember that. Don't remember that.
All right.
It's the disadvantage of you. It always the commercial. He always uses itself. When somebody would smoke one of those cigarettes, that cigarette would get all bent up or caught in the subway or something.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do recall that.
Oh, yes, that's right,
Yeah.
Many people know Bitch Lee for the Man from Montana, but that was one song. Nobody remembered the song very well, but they don't know. Some people don't never heard it.
He did a lot of those jingles, didn't he?
That was his main job, right?
I think it was before he hit big with Man from Montana. That's probably his best known.
Right.
I think it's his own.
All right, thanks.
Just about his only show.
And, Laurie, it's your turn.
Well, thanks to Sue Schweik, I found out that the National Portrait Gallery did, in fact, open an exhibit on American Cool, the 100 Coolest Americans. Mm-hmm. Quite a great exhibit.
Oh, who comes up with these lists anyway?
Well, they had standards, and they had people curated, and there's somebody, two professors of popular culture that did it. So I have the list. It's in alphabetical order. I'll give you an idea who's on it. So in the B's, it's people like Lauren Bacall, James Baldwin, Humphrey Bogart, Jim Brown. I want to know, there's two people whose last name begin with A. That's the question. Who are they? So who are the two cool Americans?
Are they living?
One is, one is not. And the list covers a lot of time, but it's a great list. So
Neil
we'll
Armstrong.
Here. Oh, great guess. Not him.
Bud Abbott.
he's just below the cool line.
Okay.
Yeah.
A.
Boy.
Last name begins with A, yeah. And they're both very cool. That's what I'll say.
Can you tell me what area they're cool in?
Mm-hmm. Entertainment? Sports?
One is entertainment and one is sports.
Oh.
Oh.
A.
Really well known.
No doubt. All right.
Keep it out there. People will get, don't Google it, people.
The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We've got some lines open right now. Give us a call. Okay. I guess I'll do a couple questions what people are thinking about in lawyers. What was the first film ever nominated for Best Picture to be based on a television show?
Say that again.
What was the first film ever nominated for Best Picture to be based on a television show? In other words, yeah. So it's just
so
like
it's in the 50s or after.
No, it's after the 50s. It's after the 60s too.
Because Marty was based on a TV show, and didn't it win?
Well, when I say a TV show, I mean like an ongoing show, not
like
one
a series.
Show, a series.
Okay, so Marty.
Yeah. I should have said series. You're right. Let me rephrase that then. Oh, what was the first film ever nominated for Best Picture to be based on a television series?
All right.
Did it win?
No, it did not.
So Marty was a good answer, but to the wrong
question. It was a good answer.
So it'd be like the Brady Bunch movie if that were nominated.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So
it was a big picture, and there was an Academy Award acting winner from it. In other words, somebody won an Academy Award.
Wasn't the first Mission Impossible, was it?
No.
Was it nominated? Okay. Was it? But
I don't think I was even nominated.
I don't think it was either.
And you say it was after the 60s and 70s?
It was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The series was a drama? Or can you tell us that?
Yeah, it was a drama. It was a drama. What was the first film ever nominated for Best Picture that was based on a television series?
Twilight Zone, the movie?
That's a good guess, but no. Okay. I was nominated for Best Picture anyway.
Okay.
The Mod Squad movie.
No.
No. It's a long shot.
Not McHale's Navy either.
Well, that was good.
Yeah. All right. Second question. What major country has the name of its former capital and the name of its present capital? They're anagrams of each other.
Oh, man. So say that again.
Okay. What major country, the name of its former capital and the name of its present capital are anagrams of each other?
They're both well-known cities?
Very much so.
All right. So we have to have someone who changed capitals and just scrambled the letters of the city.
Yeah, to come up. I don't know if that was deliberately done or not, but it just worked out that way. Maybe it was deliberately done. So once more, what major country, the name of its former capital and the name of its present capital are anagrams of each other?
That's a great question. Any hints? Do you want to give us a part of the world?
Not yet.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Henrik in Mountain View.
Hi, Henrik.
I have a question. I'm asking you to name a former U.S. president and a currently ruling monarch. There are about 25 currently ruling monarchs in the world, from sultans to emperors. One of them, before becoming a ruler, lived in the White House for several weeks at the U.S. president's invitation, and also attended an inauguration of this president. Name the president and name the monarch. Now, I have four hints if you want them.
Is it Franklin D. Roosevelt and the Queen of the Netherlands?
Wilhelmina?
No, or not Wilhelmina, or Beatrix?
Roosevelt is correct.
Okay. But is it the Netherlands?
No.
That's not the no. Okay. Then is it Norway?
Correct.
Oh.
Okay. So then is it the current monarch of Norway?
Yeah.
So it's Harold?
That's correct.
Yes,
very
King
nice.
Harold.
That
yourself
was very quick.
Yeah. King Harold of Norway.
Yes.
I did not know that. It's my brother's name.
Oh.
He was only 3 years old when he lived in the White House.
Right, he must have been quite young. Yep. So I guess it would have been did you say 1940 or 1944? Because you mentioned the inauguration.
The inauguration would have been 1945, I think.
Okay, 45, I'm sorry, yes.
But the time he lived in the White House was 1940.
Okay.
And the family remained living in the United States during the war.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. Right.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I think I have an answer for the athlete whose name begins with an A. Is it Muhammad Ali?
It is. Oh, very nicely done.
Good.
Yes.
Hi, this is Ellen in San Francisco.
Hi, Ellen.
How about the other one? You have the entertainer?
No idea.
Okay. Well, you'll know him or her. Very good.
Thank you. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. What was the longest running comedy series on radio? One guess.
Can you tell us how long it ran for?
In the 20s, 20 years at least.
20 years, whoa.
What was the longest running
comedy series on radio?
Did it make it to TV?
Did it go over to TV? Do you know?
I think it did, but it was not successful.
Oh. So was it Fibber McGee and Molly?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Okay. Because I know they were on TV for like one season,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, oh, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you another quickie here. Who was the top earning musician last year?
Mm. From their music, right? Not from their endorsements or movie deals. Okay, right? It's Beyonce.
No,
it's a good guess. Is this like an individual performer, or are they with a band?
I think. Individual.
Okay. You're not sure.
It's one of these names I see, but I have no idea.
Know.
Well, it's a pop star, of course, but...
Well, it could be... How about Justin Timberlake?
No.
All right. He That's makes good. A lot of money.
That's good.
kind of the flavor of the month kind of person.
Justin Bieber?
What I call the flavor of the month.
Yeah. How about Miley Cyrus?
No.
That's right. good,
Oh,
too.
Justin Bieber.
Flavor of last month.
Not Justin Bieber, huh?
No.
The Biebster, okay.
No.
All right.
All right.
All right. Okay. Why don't you ask the question again?
Who was the top-earning musician last year?
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, I have an answer for the entertainer.
Yes.
Yes.
Fred Astaire.
That's correct.
Oh,
very good.
Oh,
Fred Astaire and Muhammad Ali are alphabetically first. Good. Very nice.
And I have a riddle from Canada.
A riddle?
From Canada. Well,
what's a double-double?
Double-double.
Yeah, you betcha.
Is that a curling term?
I can give you a hint.
All right.
Tim Horton.
Oh, Tim Hortons is a restaurant, right?
Yeah,
it's like the
chain.
It's like the
most famous chain in Canada.
Double-double. Is that like
a hockey star or something?
Like a hamburger with four layers?
No.
Is it a kind of food?
Sort of. It's something you would get there.
Tossed out. Sick.
is it an alcoholic drink of some kind?
No.
But it's something you can get there, and it's sort of food.
And it's a riddle. The answer is it's going to be...
Well, it's not it's a riddle. It's if you go there, you would just order a double-double. What is it?
We don't know.
It's a coffee with two creams and two sugars.
Oh, all right.
The old Canadian
I'm sorry we didn't do better with the Canadian reference. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, my name is Sharice, and I'm calling from Campbell.
Hi.
I had a answer and a question.
Okay.
For the series that was a nominated movie, could it be MASH?
That was a series after the movie rather than before.
Okay. All right.
Great guess.
Thank you. It's kind of in that same vein. What painter was going to be in a movie that never got made, who demanded $100,000. Very famous thinker.
I know this.
What?
You want to repeat the question?
Yeah, repeat the question.
Yeah. Okay, what famous painter who was to star in a movie that never got made demanded $100,000 so he could be the highest paid actor in the world?
So was Salvador Dali was going to be in a version of Dune made by the guy who made El Topo?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And it was going to be with Orson
Jaworski
Welles.
Jaworski or somebody who was in
Jaworski.
I think I read that.
Yeah.
I read that in the Times.
There's a documentary coming out about it.
Yeah.
Orson Welles was going to be in it, and he was going to
do the music.
Yeah. And he had never read the book, but he had already written the script, and he got Dolly to agree to be on. Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Laurie, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to ask one more cool question. Three people on the list are just known by one name.
Cher?
No, Cher didn't make the list. I'm brokenhearted. Prince is one of them.
All right.
You get the Prince. Both well-known. One living, one unliving.
So there are two left.
There's two left.
All right.
Yeah. So we can leave it out there. Jerry looks like he might know. All right. You're probably not a fan
Cher.
Of either. Well, he guessed Cher, so it's not you.
Oh, yeah, I am. Okay.
And now...
Come to the rehearsals. I'm sorry. So the other two are living or not living?
One of each.
One of each, okay.
Beyonce.
Not Beyonce. No, she could be on it. She'll come up sometime. She didn't make the most money. Yeah, you'd think she'd be on there, but she isn't.
Right,
very cool.
Right.
I mean, anybody could be on this list.
Words
that anybody can define.
Well, they used to
any
well,
way they want.
They have a pretty interesting definition. If
what is it?
You have to have original artistic vision. You have to have cultural rebellion or transgression towards an older generation. You have to have iconic power and instant visual recognition, and you have to have a recognized cultural legacy.
Oh my
so
God.
Those are see. That's why I'm never going
well,
to. You might be.
They used to bill Boris Karloff as just Karloff. So is that on the list?
He's not. I'm not sure he defines cool, you know.
Well, he was a certain amount of rebellion there.
Yeah. Anyway, so I agree it's subjective, but the National Portrait Gallery has enshrined these people, so that's something.
Park your carcass.
Yeah. It's more than one name.
No, that's one name.
Yeah, one name.
That's one name.
Let me check. I might, no, not on
no,
here.
Not yes. on there. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi, I think I have a couple of answers. Actually, Laura, for your last question, is the living person Madonna?
It is.
Oh, of
very
course.
Good.
That
Madonna's
sense.
Taking.
And then is the deceased person Elvis?
No. Elvis is on the list, but he's listed as Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, Dana, for your earlier question about the two. Cities, their anagrams. Is it Tokyo and Kyoto?
That's right. Oh. Tokyo and Kyoto, Japan.
Oh,
very good.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, they're only anagrams in English, but not Japanese.
Okay, good. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, okay. But, and then I have a question for you.
All right.
This movie, which won Best Picture...
And it didn't win... It didn't win Best Picture. It was nominated for Best Picture.
No. This is I'm asking you. Well,
he's
actually,
got a question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Well, the one you were talking about was the fugitive. Was that the fugitive?
It was the fugitive. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Very
it was
good.
The fugitive. Okay.
Good job.
Yeah,
on that.
That
all right. Sorry to step on your question. Go ahead.
No, not at all. So this movie, which did win Best Picture, the person who wrote it wanted to star in it, but the studio didn't want him to star in it. So he actually took a $75,000 pay cut from what he was offered for the script.
Is it?
So he could actually star in it as well.
I think it's Rocky and Sylvester Stallone.
That's exactly right.
Good job.
Yeah, it's a well-known story.
Okay. Right.
Now a musical.
Yeah, now a musical.
Supposedly, yeah.
Well, all right, have a good night.
Thank you. All right, we do have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, the number is 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. at 415-841-4134. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from Diablo Valley College, teacher Laurie Fisher. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Okay, I have a fairly long question here, a bunch of names, so get ready to write them down. We don't often do this sort of thing, but I figure I'll give it a try. These are world leaders or leaders of various countries. They could be a prime minister, they could be a president, could be a premier, but they are the person in power, let's put it that way. So I'll give you their names, and I want you to tell me the country that they are the leaders of, all right?
We're both shaking our heads, yeah.
All right, number one, Alexander Turchynov. Alexander Turchynov. Alexander Turchynov. Number two, Paul Kagame. Kagame. Number three, Omar al-Bashir. Bashir. Jerry's given up already. Number four, Joseph Kabila, K-A-B-I-L-A. Number five, Alexander Lukashenko, L-U-K-A-S-H-E-N-K-O. Number six, Dilma Rousseff. Dilma Rousseff, R-O-U-S-E-F-F.
Stop.
Number seven, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. I'll just spell the very last. It's K-I-R-C-H-N-E-R. And Jerry's favorite at the end, number eight, Nursultan Nazarbayev.
You just like saying these words, don't you?
Nursultan Nazarbayev, N-A-Z-A-R-B-U-Y-E-V.
Wow.
So these are current world leaders. I'll just go over the names very quickly. Alexander Turchinov, Paul Kagame, Omar al-Bashir, Joseph Kabila. You'll learn something, Jerry. Alexander Lukashenko, Dilma Rousseff, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, and Nursultan Nazarbayev.
I know they're all currently leaders. Are any of them more or less in the news these days?
Yes.
So one of them is Ukraine.
Lukashenko.
No,
Ukraine.
That is not the Ukraine.
Oh, it isn't.
Is one of them the Ukraine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds very
I think
like
it's five. Alex. Oh, you said no. I mean not
it
the first
is not
the
it
first
is,
one. Alex. The first Alex.
Yes. Turchinov.
Yes. Is that it?
Yes. He's okay. The current prime minister of the
He's
Ukraine.
We've got one between us. That's
yeah.
Good.
All right. Good All job. Right.
I think we're done.
Well, I'd like the audience to be able to call. I don't want to steal all the
answers. I
don't
want to hog them all.
Yeah. It's unfair.
You read the newspaper. All these people appear.
Not this stuff.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Robert in Berkeley. A little late with Kyoto and Tokyo.
There's your bell anyway.
Oh, thanks. Here's a filler. A painter named Christian Harlan had painted works prominently featured in the set decoration of two films by a well-known director. Can you tell me what those films were, or who the director might be?
Christian Harlan.
Is it recent?
Hey, how long ago are we talking about?
Well, there's quite a spread in time between the two films, and both are, you know, I guess I'm a little vague on the first one, but say 20 years ago and 5 years ago, something like that.
Are these original paintings or copies of more famous paintings?
No, original.
Okay.
Original art by Christian Harlan.
And is the art featured prominently in the plot of the movie?
Not in the plot, I don't think, unless maybe very subtly in terms
But it's not about an art heist or anything like that?
No. Okay. It's just art decoration.
Okay. The name is not familiar to me, unfortunately.
Here's a hint.
All right.
I suppose one reason is that her husband was the director.
So the painter's husband was the director. So
right.
Tell us somebody who was in the movie.
Oh, gosh. I'll just give it away. Malcolm McDowell.
Oh.
So it was If?
Clockwork Orange?
Sorry?
Clockwork
yes,
Orange?
Clockwork Orange was one.
All right.
Therefore, the other one is... Well, there's only a few to choose from.
Kubrick, more modern movie by Kubrick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
How about Eyes Wide Shut?
Exactly.
Oh, good job.
Anyway.
We just needed a lot of help, I'm afraid.
Anyway, thanks. Good night. Thank you.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Well, has someone already guessed the entertainer with an A?
Yes, but what did you have?
I had Fred Astaire.
That's correct.
You'd be
That's
right.
good.
And I also had The Fugitive.
Good job on
Very
that.
Very good.
But I have one other answer and two questions.
All right.
Just guessing on the spelling of the name, I'm going to say Paul Kagame is Japan.
No.
Okay. So I have two questions, and they both come from a Terry Gross interview with Linda Ronstadt. So if you heard that, you know the answers. But Linda Ronstadt said she had an aunt who was a popular Mexican singer, and her aunt had a guitar player who her aunt thought would be successful on his own. Who was he?
So the aunt's in the aunt's band was a guitar player.
Right, and the aunt thought that the guitar player would be successful on his own.
And was he?
Yes.
Okay.
And was he of Mexican background, too?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
And we would know him as a guitar player.
Oh, yes.
An electric guitar player.
No.
Ah. Oh. Acoustic guitar.
So not Jose Feliciano.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Flat or Scruggs?
No.
But an acoustic guitar
acoustic
player.
Acoustic guitar player. Okay. So after this person went out on his own, he probably was he was not playing that sort of music anymore.
Well, I don't know what kind of music is. I don't know what kind of music her aunt played, but I'm assuming if it was popular Mexican music,
right, right.
That the guitar player played different. Yes, he played a different kind of music.
Okay.
Did he play with a band later?
No. He's okay, not so known for playing with a band.
So he's known just for being on his own.
Right. He's known as a soloist.
Acoustic guitar.
Oof. I mean, this doesn't go back to the 20s and 30s and 40s. Does
not Segovia, is it?
It is Segovia.
Oh
really? Oh, my goodness. So this does go back a long
way. I had the right idea.
I got it from Jerry, the look on Jerry's face. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then the other question is much easier. But when Linda Ronstadt was telling this story, telling that story, she said, you just have to move back and step aside. And then she mentioned a band that began as her backup band. Who was the band?
Oh, that's the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
No,
it was before they were the Eagles. They backed her up.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelson-Cerrito.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I have a question for you about apartment hunting in the Bay Area. You know, it can be quite expensive. But I ran across a website that selects 22 good-sized places in the Bay Area, and they figured out what the average one-bedroom apartment would rent for. These are places that have a fair number of apartments available, so they're good-sized places. So I was wondering if you could tell me what are the five least expensive places to rent an apartment that were on this list.
So this is the Greater Bay Area?
Yes.
And these, you're looking for the names of cities?
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me within 10% what the average rent would be for the lowest one?
No, probably not.
Vallejo.
About two guesses each.
Vallejo.
Vallejo. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, good.
Ding.
Richmond.
Okay. What would be the average rent there, would you think?
$1,500.
Oh, way too high.
Until you get shot.
I'd say $850.
Very good. $824. Excellent.
All right. Good.
Okay. El Cerrito.
No.
Too close to Berkeley.
We're not at the low-priced end.
No. I said Richmond. So Richmond's not one of them?
Yes. Richmond is number three.
All right.
Milpitas.
They weren't included in the list.
Oh,
so.
All right.
So are we still in the East Bay? Should we stay in the East Bay?
It doesn't have to be in the East Bay.
How about Hercules?
I don't think that's big enough. It wasn't included.
Okay.
Oh. So if I said Crockett, for instance, and
No, I don't think that
enough.
Was big. They chose places that would have a fair number of rentals available.
Fairfield.
No, it wasn't included.
All right.
It might be out of the Bay Area.
Modesto.
Not too far away.
I think that's way out of the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. All right.
It doesn't seem like anything in the South Bay or San Francisco or
Daly City.
It would include the South Bay or, you know, thereabouts.
So is Daly City?
That didn't seem. Oh, wait a second. That is on the list, but
not
it's
enough.
Not one of the least.
How many do we have to get?
Okay.
Three more.
Give us a hint about the geography.
Yeah, tell us just at the East Bay or South
Bay.
Okay,
we're talking East Bay.
Okay, all right.
Martinez.
No.
Emeryville.
Not anymore, I don't think.
No, not anymore.
But Pacheco.
I think that's too small.
Okay.
Fairfield.
No, we already did that one.
Oh, yeah.
Anything in Contra Costa County?
Yeah.
We
already had Richmond.
Right.
With Concord?
Yes, Concord is number four.
Right.
So we got two left, number two and number five.
Would Pleasant Hill be one?
No, it wasn't listed.
Oh.
Pleasanton?
No.
Fremont?
I don't think that's low. And Fremont, I don't think
Fremont's low.
All right.
No. Okay.
All right, you better fill in the rest
for us. Okay, number two is San Leandro, a little over $1,000 a month for this is a one-bedroom apartment. And number five is Hayward, which is quite a bit more, $1,374.
Huh,
excuse me, that's wrong. That's the number of rentals available. It's about $1,200.
All right.
So, happy hunting.
All right, thanks, Linda.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. I'm glad I have a place to live. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat anything that hasn't been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay, I'm looking for the first popular song to sell over a million copies of sheet music. And I'm looking for who was the top-earning musician last year.
Musician. By the Light of the Silvery Moon?
No.
Okay.
Right era still. Yeah. But,
And I have, of the 100 coolest Americans, present company excluded, I'm looking for the ones that have one name, and we have Madonna and Prince. We're looking for one more. It's a woman, and she is deceased.
Hildegard.
Yeah.
Dagmar. Dagmar's.
She was very cool in her day.
Yeah, she was.
Vampira.
Was great.
Yeah.
Elvira.
Vampire.
Yeah, they just all were just all right. Below the cut.
Not Hildegard. I'm very disappointed.
It's a great guess. The great Hildegard is three names.
Is that it for you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. The only thing I have left are the world leaders. I'll just give you the ones that are out here still.
They're all out but one.
No, two of them are.
All right.
I take it about one is taken. And so we're looking for, tell me what countries are the leaders of. Paul Kagame, Omar al-Bashir, Joseph Kabila, Alexander Lukashenko, Dilma Rousseff, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, and Nursultan Nazarbayev. What countries are those the leaders of? And let's see. It is your turn?
I think so.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I wanted you to identify some of the references in the Music Man's Trouble song.
Yeah. It's a great question.
This time I've got You're the Top, and I've got about seven references. Some are easy. Some are hard. I think I'll give you 5 out of 7 to get a bill. Okay.
We do them one leg at a time.
Okay.
One bird by bird.
Okay. You're a Brewster Body.
And so the thing is, we want to know what a Brewster Body is.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. A Bendel Bonnet. A Nathan Panning.
How do you spell it?
Nathan. A Nathan Panning. The Eyes of Irene Bordoni. A Waldorf Salad. Whitney Staple. And Phenolax. Phenolax. That's the hardest one.
Now, I'm sorry. What are you actually looking for here?
Identify these references, and you're the top.
Well, Bendel Bonnet is that she was a well-known milliner, hat maker.
Correct. Bendel, yeah.
And a Waldorf salad.
And that's the easy one.
It's a Waldorf salad.
From the Waldorf Astoria.
What is a Waldorf salad?
I think it has oranges and walnuts.
It has walnuts in it, yeah.
Walnuts, apples, raisins, celery, and mayonnaise. Okay,
right.
Those are the easy ones.
The Eyes of Irene Bordoni. Irene Bordoni was the French Broadway, French actress who appeared on Broadway and spoke in a heavy French accent.
Introduced Let's Do It.
Ooh la la.
She introduced Let's Do It.
I'd like to say Phenolax is a laxative. But I can't believe he'd put it in one of his songs about it being
he
the
would,
top.
And he did.
All right.
Okay.
A 1930s laxative.
Brewster body. A Brewster, is that, that's a car. Wasn't that a make of a car?
Right.
Okay, so it's the body of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic
frame.
A very sleek.
Classic frame for a Bentley or Rolls Royce.
Right.
Okay, I'm looking for a Nathan Panning and
Whitney Staple.
Oh, that's George Jean Nathan.
Right.
Who would pan the Broadway shows.
Yeah.
He's the critic.
Yeah,
the critic.
Whitney Staple is what I'm looking for, the last one.
That's the Whitney was the very wealthy, like Jock Whitney's and his stable of horses.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah. So these things were the top? Why would any? Is that what the song?
Yeah, these are all the top.
So why would somebody want one of his paintings?
Because they were very well written.
Because it's kind of a mark of the.
Oh, of excellence. Yeah, oh, that's fun. That's good.
Can be panned by him. Okay, you guys did very well. As I
give us a bell. We got more than five. We got all seven.
Yeah, we got them all. Yeah, very good. Well, it wasn't. It was more fun than difficult. But.
And you said it was going to be difficult.
I said some are.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ruhama in San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, I thought the dead cool person was Houdini, but you just said it was a woman, so I'm going to think. Maybe.
You know, Houdini should be on the list,
but he's not.
Yeah, but he was
not.
Cool.
So,
yeah.
Okay, one name, dead, female. Is it Nico?
It's not Nico, but it's you're kind of in the right neighborhood.
Yeah, but
it's
I'm
a little obscure, sure. Like Nico.
It's kind of obscure like Nico?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Jerry won't know her. It's not Dagmar or Hildegard.
That doesn't mean anything. It's not Dagmar. Okay, I got that. So it's Kabila, Congo, but I don't know which Congo.
It's the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's the large one.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's a bell.
I should get a bell for that. Okay, and the first song to sell a million copies in sheet music, was it Over There?
No?
Nope.
That's good.
It's
good
before that. It's before that.
It's a good guess.
Okay. I got Kabila anyway.
You did.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
So it's before Over There, which would have been 1917.
Pretty sure it was before that. Yeah. I think it was like turn of the century. That's my take on it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a ballad.
Yeah.
It's not. Is it a George M. Cohan song?
No.
Okay.
No. So he didn't write a lot of ballads. Well, he wrote a few.
He said it's a ballad.
A ballad.
No, it's not.
It's a love song, though.
It's a ballad. Okay. It's a kind of love song, I guess.
Tramp, 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 the boys are mine.
It's a good love song.
Yep. Oh, no, does she have it? No, she doesn't have it?
Yeah.
And
the studio audience is making a ruckus.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Denise from San Francisco.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, I just got I had Joseph Kabila as Democratic Republic of Congo.
Good job.
Also. And isn't Paul Kagame Rwanda?
Yes, very good.
Thank you. And then this is just a guess. Could Omar al-Bashir be Qatar?
No.
Okay. All right. That's it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And Laurie, it's your turn.
All right. In March of 1971, they had one of the many fights of the century. It was one with Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali. It was the first fight that was promoted on cable TV.
Is that the Thriller in Manila?
No.
Joe
this one was
Frazier.
In Madison. Yeah.
Rumble in the Jungle?
It was before that. They ended up fighting there. But there are lots of interesting things about the fight itself. It was a hugely popular event, and to help publicize it, they hired two celebrities. One took pictures for Life magazine, not known as a photographer, and one was the color commentator on the cable newscast. He had nothing to do with boxing. He was a famous actor of the time.
Was Norman Mailer one of them?
Norman Mailer wrote the piece for Life magazine. So it's that fight. But who took the pictures that were in Life magazine?
Describe the two people again.
So the photographer who took the pictures for Life magazine was not a well-known photographer, but an incredibly well-known celebrity. And then the guy they hired to do the color commentary was a famous actor. And he was not a boxer, but they wanted him to help kind of hype the thing. So it became the kind of event of the decade.
Does a photographer have any connection to sports or boxing?
No, but kind of to kind
why,
of the
why they would have chosen him is
only because he was so famous and had so much cachet.
It's like Steve McQueen or somebody like that.
He's in that realm of being cool.
What was the year?
71.
Are either of these people still around?
No, they're both deceased.
Okay,
both are super celebrities. The photographer's really well known. That famous, but not.
Yeah,
that's a great guess.
Who'd you say?
Paul Newman.
Yeah,
oh,
I'd say the actor was kind of a Paul Newman kind of macho, athletic, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I watched a clip of the color commentary. He had no more to say about boxing than anybody else, but it was very entertaining.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. Academy Award winner.
Why did they choose him if he didn't know anything?
Because he was a celebrity who I think brought kind of cachet to the whole event.
Both of them are Academy Award winners. Huh?
Yeah, I think they are. Oh. One's a pure actor and one is more of a singer-actor. That's a big hint on the photographer.
Sammy Davis.
Close. You're getting in the right ballpark.
Yeah, okay.
Dean Martin.
You're even closer.
Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra took the photograph.
Really?
Right. Yeah. They were in Life magazine.
That's weird.
That's, yeah. That's very
it's
strange.
Completely weird, yeah.
Why would they take a chance? Well, they probably had a backup real photographer.
I suspect that they did. So he was the photographer and the color commentator. Leave it out there for the callers. We have time. Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Bill from San Francisco.
Hi, Bill.
Okay, I got Lukashenko, Belarus.
Very good.
Ooh. Kirchner, Argentina.
Very good.
Al-Bashir, Sudan.
Yes.
And Nazarbayev, I believe, is Kazakhstan.
That is correct.
Okay.
What an informed guy you are.
We're in danger of not having trivia. These are things that
these
matter.
These are two different, yeah.
Yeah.
It's way above me.
Question.
Yes.
What two Americans, or how many Americans can you name who were awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for something other than valor in combat?
Whoa.
Ooh.
How about Bill Malden, the cartoonist?
I don't think he was given. He was certainly a fine fellow.
Yeah,
I don't think he was given,
maybe not that exalted.
So this has to be post-Civil War, because that's when that was created.
It is post-Civil War.
How many are there?
That were awarded other than for valor?
Right.
I'll let you guess.
Bob Hope must have been one.
No, he won like a Congressional Gold Medal or something.
Were these people who did things like cover the war, were journalists, entertainers? They have something to do with the war effort?
One of them had something to do with, two of them, both of them had something to do with the war effort, but neither of them was an entertainer.
This is a very good question. It's a very interesting question. I wish I knew. Let's think.
So Bill Malden's a great guess.
Yeah.
I think it was, too.
Yeah.
What's the...
You should get a bell for a
Can you
guess.
Tell me how far back this goes in terms of, like, who was the first person who would have... won this for
Ernie Pyle.
No, not Ernie.
Oh. That's a good guess, too.
That's a good guess. But are we in the right kind of category of kind of journalism?
No.
Okay. And not an entertainer.
Clearly not.
So not Betty Grable didn't win it either.
Okay. No. Betty Davis.
Like General Marshall or Winston Churchill or...
Well, they were military people. Didn't he say that?
Well, I know, but he said that wasn't necessary for combat. Like, General Marshall wasn't really in combat during the war. He was in Washington.
No. One of them was a medal that General Marshall insisted be issued.
Were they Americans?
They were both Americans.
So there's two of them. General Marshall insisted.
Right.
Was it military people who weren't in the war effort? Have anything to do with that?
No.
No. We need a hint.
So there were civilians, but they must have done something fairly heroic.
Okay,
how about Harold, the actor in Best Years of Our Lives?
No, Harold Russell, you mean? No.
Was it had to do with finance or invention, technology?
Well, one of them had something to do with technology.
Like Albert Einstein?
I'll give you the one that had to do with technology. It was Lindbergh.
Really?
Wow.
Who?
Lindbergh.
And the Congress...
I was going to say, it would never be Lindbergh.
Congress voted to give him the Congressional Medal of Honor for flying across the ocean.
Oh, right.
Oh.
This is his pre-support of Germany days.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And the other one, let's see. You better give us a hint. We're not getting it.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. It was Douglas MacArthur.
Oh, that was a good hint.
Yeah.
So he...
Marshall ordered that, and I think one of the reasons Marshall was a great general was that he could handle Douglas MacArthur.
Yeah,
gave him congressional.
Had to be a good.
So MacArthur wasn't in the military then when he got it, or he was?
Oh, he was.
No, he wasn't. He didn't get awarded for anything he did in combat.
Okay, it was just him being.
It was just awarded to him to make sure that he. Pursued the war with vigor and didn't take pot shots.
Wow.
Well, I know his father won, but I thought, for some reason, I thought he won in World War One. He won the Congressional Medal of Honor.
He had himself put in for a Congressional Medal for something that he did in the Banana Wars in Mexico.
Okay.
And he was awarded enough medals so that he could have made wallpaper with it. And so, You know, I suspect one of his distinguished service crosses was given for wading ashore with the rest of the troops on
there. I suspect you're right.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And he was awarded a whole bunch of Bronze Stars and Silver Stars for things he did in World War One, except that those medals didn't first come out until World War Two.
Hmm.
And it gets mystifying when I look him up on. Look up the medal online, the medals that he was awarded, and I wonder how on earth he got those, but he was just awfully good at self-promotion.
He was. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, one more question.
Oh, all right. Very quickly.
Oh, no. I won't hog it. You all go ahead.
Okay.
Call
us next week then. Thank you. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to give you the. I did a couple of these last week. The top tourist attraction by state, in other words, the individual tourist attraction that gets the most visitors every year, by state. So I'll just give you three. I'm going to do it in reverse this time. I did the state last. I asked you the. I just gave the state's name last week, but this week, since it's a little bit harder, I'm going to give you the name of the attraction. You tell me the state it's in. All right, so number one, Hot Springs National Park.
Well, that's Arkansas, of course.
Yes, very good. All right, let me get through this.
I was going to wait for the whole list.
Then I'll give you the three, you know, so because okay. Jerry's going to hog this up.
I'll wait.
I'll start again. Number one, Devil's Lake State Park.
Yeah.
Number two, Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And number three, the Land Between the Lakes. So these are the top tourist attractions in each of these states. Tell me the state. Number one, Devil's Lake State Park. Number two, Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Number three, the Land Between the Lakes.
Well, I knew Hot Springs like Jerry, but the others I don't know. Theodore Roosevelt State Park.
Yeah.
Never been there. Been there?
Land Between the Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
I know Land of Lakes Butter is very good.
Nothing to do with that, Jerry.
Well, it sounds like it would be Minnesota.
Yeah, somewhere. Not quite Minnesota.
It's not Minnesota. Yeah.
Not quite. Would, somewhere yeah. neighboring. It's
neighboring Minnesota.
Yeah.
All right.
No. Between, I don't and know, that, what other
it's not. States?
Well, the Dakotas are near there.
It's not even a neighbor
okay.
of Minnesota.
So that's just a red herring.
Okay. You know.
Is there red herring in those lakes? Never mind.
No. Devil's Lake, is that Nevada?
No.
Okay.
And it has to be a state that doesn't have bigger tourist attractions. So Nevada
yeah,
would have Las
yeah,
Vegas.
Right.
Yeah, right. That's a very good point.
In which the Land Between the Lakes is the number one, it's the go-to place. So I'm going with Idaho.
Devil's Lake State Park, Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and the Land Between the Lakes.
Idaho.
No.
That's right.
No. And you didn't even ask me which one.
Delaware.
All of them.
Delaware.
No. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
So what is ZIP in ZIP code stands for?
Zone Improvement something.
Program,
whatever.
No, not program. Zone Improvement is correct, but P is not a program.
Procedure, postal.
No.
Zone Improvement.
Time short, planning.
Planning.
Planning, okay.
Okay. Great white shark are the master of the oceans. They can kill any creature that swims, except one that kills them. Which one? An ocean creature that actually prey on what? Great white shark. Which one?
That preys on what?
On the great white shark.
Yeah.
Oh.
The only.
The great black shark.
Oh, the killer whale.
Killer whales. Okay. And how do they kill them?
By chomping them in half.
No.
Harpooning them. Shooting them.
No, killer whales.
How do they kill
the great white shark.
Oh, how do they do it? Oh,
yeah. Quite a few shows about that, by the way. It's very interesting.
They slap them to death with their tail.
No. You know what they do?
What?
They turn them upside down. That's all.
Oh, and it drowns them?
They turn them upside down. The shark just become as docile as a pussycat, and they start eating them.
I'll remember that.
Next time you're going to kill a great white shark, turn it upside down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you pat him
Thanks.
On his stomach.
Good tip for the listeners.
And you pat his stomach and he becomes just
all right.
a pussycat.
His tail. Yeah.
Is that it for today?
That's it for today.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Is that
Hi.
Me?
It is you.
Oh my gosh. How about the sheet music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Daisy?
No. Good guess.
Very good
no.
guess.
That's the right era.
All right. Okay. The biggest the grossing artist?
Yeah.
Madonna?
No.
Mm. No?
Not last year.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm batting a thousand here.
Keep going.
Okay. The leaders of countries?
Yes.
Okay. Lukashenko is Belarus?
Belarus, right.
Rousseff is Brazil?
That's right. Dilma Rousseff is Brazil.
Kirchner is Argentina.
Right.
I'm going to guess that Nurazov is Tajikistan?
No, it's Nursultan Nazarbayev is Kazakhstan.
Oh, Kazakhstan. Okay. And, oh, Bashir is Sudan.
Right. Right.
Did I miss any?
No.
I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all I got. And I would have guessed Ernie Pyle also for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
How about Lady Gaga for the biggest grossing singer?
No.
All
right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Joanne from San Francisco.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. The dead cool person.
Yes.
With one name.
Well, yeah, who do you have?
Pavlova.
No, not. I think she's not American, right?
Who?
These are all the. She said Pavlova, the dead woman. Yeah, she's cool.
Oh,
but not American.
I think I might be thinking of someone else.
So that means it's not Nazimova either.
The sheet music.
Yes.
No.
I have a few ideas for the sheet music. I'm not sure. Meet Me in St. Louis.
No.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yes.
The Ballad of the Titanic.
No, I never heard of that. No.
I could sing it for you, but no. And then Clementine.
No?
That also a good guess, yes.
All good songs and good guesses. Yeah.
And When Johnny Comes Marching Home.
No.
Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you.
That's not a love story, right? It's a love song.
So. It's a love song. Yeah.
Well, Johnny's going to come marching home. And
the Ballad of
then there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. All right. So I better clean up here. Well, Jerry, what give us
a top earning musician last year was earned $40 million as Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
And the first song, this pop song to sell a million copies of sheet music, was After the Ball.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Another good choice.
Ernest K.
Sayer.
It was Ernest something.
Not well. I thought it might be not Victor Herbert, no.
No, it's the guy's, the writer's name is Ernest.
Yeah, so he's not well, no.
All right.
So the cool person who has one name who we didn't get is Selena, the singer, who was tragically died very young. And then the color commentator for the Muhammad Ali fight, which he lost, by the way, to Joe Frazier, in case people wondered, was Burt Lancaster. They hired to do the color commentary. It's kind of an athletic
guy. He's kind of an athletic guy.
Yeah.
Very athletic.
And Frank Sinatra had done the Life magazine, and Norman Mailer wrote the piece, which is a great piece of boxing writing.
I think I'm going to hold off on giving you the answers about the parks, and we'll just hold over for next week.
So. Yeah. All right.
Since you're all gonna be here next week anyway. So.
Yes, we will.
And so, if you enjoyed this show, you're gonna love next week's show because it's the same group of people. If we,
but we'll be better, I promise.
If you liked it tonight.
It only gets better. If we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman from Dalba Valley College, Lori Fisher. We'll see you next week, Lori.
Yep.
And my name is Dana Rodriguez. I've been your moderator. Of course, our thanks to Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Then you can find out the states those parks are in. Bye-bye.
Wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry.